Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and mixtape mechanic, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however you like. You can do this alone or play against whoever is with you in the room, or the car, or the airplane, wherever you may be right now. Our 3 rounds today will be British hits, sensory songs, and remember the riff. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone who plays this game all around the world. And today's shout out goes to our players over in the epicenter of pop music. That is Stockholm, Sweden. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout the game if you need to give yourself just a little bit more time to think through a question. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're jumping across the pond and examining the hits of Great Britain. We have 5 questions for you about British hits and hit makers, with 1 point available for each correct answer. Let's get cracking. Question 1. Which ballad by Adele was the highest selling single of 2011 in the United Kingdom? Question 2. Which British girl group, who have changed their lineup several times, first entered the charts in the year 2000 with the hit song Overload? Question 3. Which 80s British band with a repetitive name is led by the singer Simon Le Bon? Question 4. Which British singer was a winner of the X Factor and had hit singles in the 2010s such as Impossible and Say You Won't Let Go? Question 5. Which Scottish band, which shares its name with a US state, is best known for hits like Say What You Want and I Don't Want a Lover? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is sensory songs. In this round, we have 5 clues for you about hit songs, all of which mention one of the body's senses in their title. For example, that could be sight, touch, smell, hearing. There is 1 point available for each sensory song title that you can correctly identify from these clues. Question 6. One of the biggest rock hits of the 1990s is this signature track from Nirvana. Question 7. This 2005 track about realizing why something means so much to them was a hit song for Scottish singer Katie Tunstall. Question 8. This 2016 funk track was a hit collaboration between The Weeknd and Daft Punk. Question 9. This 1972 hit by the Doobie Brothers very literally describes what you do when you play their song. Question 10. Sabrina Carpenter taunted her ex-boyfriend's new lover on this number one hit from 2024. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Remember the Riff. You're about to hear five memorable guitar riffs taken from famous rock or pop songs. For each snippet, you need to try and identify both the artist and the song. There are 2 points up for grabs, one for guessing the correct artist and another for correctly picking the song title. Let's take a listen to those memorable riffs. Question 11. Question 12. Question 13. Question 14. Question 15. That's all our rounds complete. We are going to be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. Welcome back. The answers are headed your way, starting with our British hits. Question 1. Someone Like You by Adele was the biggest hit of 2011 in the UK. Question 2. Sugar Babes. The original trio have since reunited, taking the group back to where it all began. Question 3. Duran Duran is the band led by Simon Le Bon. Question 4. James Arthur was behind the hits Say You Won't Let Go and Impossible. And question 5. Texas are the Scottish band who share their name with a US state. Continuing on to round 2, Sensory Songs, you were trying to identify 5 song titles that mention one of the body's senses. Question 6. Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. Question 7. Suddenly I See by Katie Tunstall. Question 8. I Feel It Coming by The Weeknd and Daft Punk. Question 9. Listen to the Music by the Doobie Brothers. And question 10. Taste by Sabrina Carpenter. For our final round today, you were looking to identify songs from their guitar riffs. Remember, you can nab 2 points here, one for a correct song title and another for a correct artist. The songs that you were hearing were... Question 11, Walk This Way by Aerosmith. Question 12, that was Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne. Question 13, we heard Yellow by Coldplay. Question 14, American Idiot by Green Day. And finally, question 15, that was Sunshine of Your Love by Cream. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a comment or vote in the episode poll right now. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where we play lots of fun extra games. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you happen to be listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. And we hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.